Blog Talk Radio.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing: share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances, but most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, Bonjour. In Spain, Hola. In Italy, Ciao. In Egypt, Ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, Akwaba. In Nigeria, Peleo. In South Africa, Sawubona. In Senegal, Nanga Def. In Kenya, Jambo. In Israel, Shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, Assalamu alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all.
Is Monday morning a struggle to get out of bed, into the swing of things? Well, don't worry, you are not alone. Join us for thought-provoking, stimulating, and mindful conversations on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks for your Monday morning mindfulness session on Blog Talk Radio, The Female Solution, Mondays, 7:30 until 9 a.m. Be sure and send your ideas, thoughts, comments, and suggestions. Also, if you'd like to be a guest on the show, visit ZeldaSpeaks.com and send us your info. We'd love to have you. Experience mindfulness moments with the mindfulness/stress relief coach, Zelda Speaks. And thanks for sharing the mindfulness moment tip of the day. Stay on purpose, stay empowered, and stay tuned to your next session of Mindfulness on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks. Make it a mindful day. And thanks for listening.
Celebrating it with you. So, let us also keep in mind those who are sick and shut in, the incarcerated and the non-believers, because if you don't have faith, find some. How about that? I was about to say, I don't know what to tell you, no, but find some, because it's available. Right, Tony? Right.
He barely woke this morning.
Alrighty, if you're listening online, we'd love to have you join the conversation this morning at 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak, and we will be joined by our very own master clinician, Brother Khalid Scott, who will be joining us in the 8 o'clock hour. And you may send us your questions. You may call in at 515-605-9325, press 1 to speak, or you can type them in the comment section so that we can see what's on your mind this morning. You know what's on mine, so I need to know what's on yours. So while you're there online, be sure and check out our social media pages, Facebook and YouTube, Higher Learning TV Show. And check out my Instagram page, Zelda Speaks, and Zelda Speaks, number 2 and the letter U. You all probably are a little bit too young to remember the dating game? Chuck Woolery was the host, and he used to say, we'll be back in 2 and 2. So that's where my Zelda Speaks 2U comes from. Anywho, I just thought I'd share that with you. The Taste of Chicago is finally over. Last night was the last night, and I am so glad. But I was helping my girlfriend, Chef Lorraine Wilson, with a sole ingredient catering. And I'll be telling you a little bit about that later. But right now, I want to tell you, if you're headed out this morning, traffic and weather is sponsored by Karen Kelly of itex.com. If you are a business owner or an entrepreneur in need of supplies or anything that you can buy at any of the depot stores, you can get them not for free. You can get them. You can barter them on the iTex channel, which is made available for you to use, and you can start shopping immediately by simply mentioning my name, Zelda. That is your promo code. Zelda, as Richard Perdue would say back in the day, because nobody could ever get my name right, so he would put the emphasis on dull, so it would be Zelda. Okay. I just wanted to share that with you. Traffic and weather update. It is a hot mess outside on a Monday morning. What did you expect? Anything differently? And traffic and weather sponsored by Karen Kelly of itex.com. As we take a look at the roads, Metro and CTA, there are no reported delays, but inbound on Kennedy, it's 45, 30 minutes on the outbound. That accident has been cleared at Mannheim Road. It is pretty much crowded on the Eden as well, 30 minutes inbound, 19 out. On the Eisenhower, it's almost 50 minutes on those brakes, bumper to bumper, 71 minutes on the outbound. That's over an hour. So, don't know what to tell you there this morning. Inbound on the Stevenson, 33, 22 outbound. On the Dan Ryan, lots of delays, 35th to 95th. 35 inbound, 21 on the outbound. On the Bishop Ford, 19 in, 12 out. And on DuSable Lakeshore Drive, it is 11 minutes in and 10 minutes out. And that's your traffic and weather sponsored by Karen Kelly of itex.com. Excuse me. If you were at the Taste of Chicago, you probably need to do a little cleanse this morning, because I know everybody ate a little something that they shouldn't eat, but it was so good, right? So go to diabeticdonut.com. You'll be glad you did. diabeticdonut.com is a website that I designed because people were always asking me how did I reverse type 2 diabetes, and the way that I did that was simply by drinking this not so nice juice. I shouldn't say that. It just doesn't taste good as anything that you've probably tasted before. And it is made of apple, beet, cucumber, lemon, ginger, and kale. And I put those all in a blender or a juicer because the juicer is cold pressed. And the juicer will give you the nutrients that you need that like a ninja or a blender or something can. Because the blades travel at a really fast pace. Just Google it. You'll understand. So cold press is always better than just a regular blender because the heat eliminates the nutrients. And you want the nutrients. You want the live nutrients. Because when you drink that, it's live. And one of the amazing things that I discovered was that you don't get hungry as often. So that's one of the benefits. But there's no benefit in being diabetic, but there are benefits that will help you not be on metformin or any insulin or any other drug. But, you know, it'll take a while. It took me a year to get off of it. If I can do it, you can too. So go to diabeticdoe.com. As we prepare for your Monday morning mindfulness meditation, we hope that you've had a wonderful weekend. And if you haven't, you are about to, so it is okay. Okay. Alrighty. As we prepare for our Monday morning mindfulness meditation, let us be reminded that there will be circumstances and situations in our lives that we cannot control, and it sometimes gives us a little unsteadiness, a little anxiety. Well, that's what the word is for. So the word for today is God is in the midst of love, September 11th. 9/11, and I know you remember that day some years ago. Yeah, I know I remember it. The first time it happened, I was on my way to work to Michigan Avenue or WGCI, and I'm on my way to work, and I'm coming in the building. We were at 322 South Michigan at the time, and I see all these people coming out, and I'm like, where is everybody going? But I didn't hear the news that morning, so I didn't hear the chaos that was going on in the world. And I get to work with everybody's labor, so I discovered that that's what happened, you know, 911. So, saying that, let me share with you the word from Mike House. God is in the midst of love, September 11th, 2023. The presence of God is available even amid chaos and challenging times. All expressions of emotions are surging through us at the same time, and certain events can rock our world completely. Excuse me, in a split second, we can experience liberated love, deep sadness, or even anger. And the possibility of exhilarating freedom. Emotions are there to be felt and explored in a healthy way. It has been a few years now since the tragic 911 event, and yet many today are reminded of loved ones lost, heroes who made unfathomable sacrifices, and hearts that are still healing. The possibility for love and transformation is always available. Even during turmoil, your healing is there. Be encouraged today to extend love wherever you go. Give someone a smile, a hug, and especially a listening ear. Make your presence a sacred, safe space for someone to enjoy. All hatred stirs up strife, but love covers all offenses. And that is Proverbs 10, and 12. And that's your Monday morning mindfulness from Mike House. And now it is time for your Monday morning mindfulness meditation. You know what that means, right? It is time for us to take a moment to take care of the most precious person on the planet, and that would be moi, and that would be us as a collective. Because we have a tendency to run out the house and take care of everybody else. But we haven't taken care of ourselves, so how do we do that, Ms. Zelda? How do we do that? We sit up straight in our chair with our feet flat on the floor, and we just start breathing just like this, and through our nose, and we blow it out through our mouth. Now, don't ask me where that voice just came from, because I don't have a clue. I guess my vocal cords know what's best for me, so I'm just paying attention and just letting the words flow, okay? Alrighty now, so what I want you to do is to simply close your eyes. You should not be looking at me, but the inside of your eyelids, so you shouldn't see me at all. And I just want you to simply breathe in through your nose and breathe out through the mouth. It's just that simple. So to get started, we're going to wake the body up with a stretch. Oh, yes, that feels good. I feel like getting back into bed, don't you? Yeah. Ooh, yeah. Alrighty. I feel another stretch. Yeah, that feels good. Yeah, that feels good. And simply move those shoulders from side to side, back and forth, and back and forth, back and forth, and back and forth. And from time to time, you hear this. Simply breathe in and exhale. And that is just a simple reminder to remind you that, that you need to focus on the breath and not the distractions that's going on in your head. So just remember that. So let's continue breathing in. Hold it. And exhale. Feel free to say it. Inhale deeply. Hold it. And exhale. Now continue breathing in and breathing out on your own. And as you breathe in, just listen to me, close your eyes, and just feel the sensation. I want you to feel that breath taking over your body, because it is the breath that will give you the experience. If you're doing shallow breathing, you won't have the experience, and I can't make you have that. But I can encourage you to keep those eyes closed and to keep breathing deep so you can feel that chest expand and feel it decrease as you breathe out. Okay, so let's try that again. When you inhale, do keep in mind that when the chest expands, those long breaths relax the system. Those short breaths, it stresses the system. So that's why breathing is so important. And do you know what else? They don't want you to know that you have that power in you to make anything, or as the children would say, anything, to make it happen. So just breathe it. Inhale deeply. Enjoy that breath. Hold that breath, and then blow it out through the mouth. Inhale deeply. Hold it. And then exhale. Inhale deeply, hold it, and exhale. This time as we inhale, let's bring all of that air up. Inhale deeply, and as it goes out, feel the chest moving in and out, and exhale. Now let's bring all of that energy from the breath up to the top of the head, top chakra, and exhale. Inhale once more, and exhale, bringing the breath down from the face and the forehead down to the chin and landing right there on those shoulders as we continue to inhale, And exhale. And just loosen up that body. Inhale deeply. Hold it. And exhale, feeling the breath go down through the chest, the solar plexus, and the sides, and the back, and the hip as we continue to breathe in. And as we continue to blow it out, continuing the movement as we are doing the higher learning hip roll as we breathe in. Hold it. And as we breathe out, exhale. Inhale deeply. And exhale. Once more, inhale. Bringing that breath down through the solar plexus and the stomach and the hips and the thighs and the knees as we breathe out. Giving thanks for the power of those knees that keep us mobile, honey, keep us moving. Giving more thanks as we continue to breathe in. As we hold it. And as we breathe out. And feel free to put your hands on any parts of your body that need a little attention, that need a little love. Mine is always my knees. So I send my knees, you can talk to your knees now, send my knees love and light and lots of energy and lots of mobility, because I know you will get me where I need to go, girl, and I'm so grateful for you. All is walking, and I love it. 88-year-old woman told me, what? A body in motion stays in motion. So stay in motion, my seniors. Got to keep it moving. Can't sit all day in that chair. I know it's convenient, but get up and walk around the chair. Just got to move, got to breathe, got to live, got to eat, got to move, got to breathe. Inhale deeply. And as we exhale, sending more love, light, and energy down through the ankles and the feet. As we continue to breathe in. And wiggle those toes, bringing the breath, the energy of that breath back up through the ankles and the arches and the legs and the knees as we continue to inhale. And exhale, blow it out. Continue breathing in and bringing out. But as we breathe in, we bring more love, light, and energy back up through those thighs and the hips and the buttocks. And the back and the sides as we continue the higher learning hip roll. We give thanks for the power of movement as we inhale and as we exhale. So let's take one long last deep inhale together where we inhale. Bringing that breath back up through the chest and the arms. As we stretch and stretch and stretch and give thanks for the power of that stretch, because movement is crucial to a healthy life. So we move and we breathe and we give thanks for the power of the breath, because someone somewhere may be on a lung machine, an incubator, any kind of respiratory issues, asthma, bronchitis, COPD, and look at you, breathe it all on your own, yes, inhale deeply, hold it, and exhale, once more, inhale deeply, hold it, and exhale, and just simply sit with that. You have been granted breath this morning to continue your reason for being here, whatever that reason is. Just give thanks for the power of the breath as we take one long, last deep inhale. Hold it. All that breath we bring back up from the chest to the, through the face and the top of the forehead, and we exhale as we take this long, last, deep inhale. Let us inhale together. Hold it. and look to the left as far as you possibly can, feeling a stretch in the right side of the neck. Blow it out. And as you inhale deeply, bring your head back front and center and look to the right as far as you possibly can, feeling a stretch in the left side of the neck. Yes. And exhale. And one more time. Inhale deeply. And exhale. And that is your Monday morning mindfulness meditation. I hope that you've enjoyed that breath. And if you would like to share that, because we're all stressed out. I met so many crazy people this weekend, it was ridiculous. I shouldn't say crazy. Mentally challenged, yeah, that's why we're doing a mental show this morning. I'll tell you all about it. Khalid Scott will be joining us. But it is imperative that we spend time alone, because that's where your power is. They don't tell you that. They keep you occupied with the radio and the TV and this little thing right here, this little gadget right here, will take away your power every time you turn it on. Powers in here does not supersede the powers in here, because this is AI. This is artificial intelligence. This is the real intelligence. So if you want something different in your life, you got to do something outrageous and crazy, and that's like turn this sucker off. If you do that for 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, till you get up to an hour, I promise you, you will see a difference in the quality of your life. But don't believe me. Try it for yourself. Because amazing things will happen. You cannot hear the divine when all of these, when we are glued to these attachments. And I know the people who walk around with the little pod in their ear, they don't want to hear that. Because every time you keep that pod in your ear, number one, Google it yourself. See that the damage that it's causing your ear. A lot of people wind up with ear cancer. Not saying that you'll have it. I'm not a medical doctor, but I'm just telling you what's been said, what's available. So you need to know that. So with that expectation of a call coming in your ear, your body is not at rest, because you have something artificially attached to you, and that is causing a difference in the frequencies, the vibrations that you have in your body. And you don't want that. You got that all day with that thing in your ear. So just, you want to be mindful of that, that there are repercussions of this AI that we are experiencing in this time. Not saying it's good, bad, or indifferent. I'm just saying it is what it is. So you take that and run with it and do whatever you want to do with it, because this is your life and you have the option of doing just that. But I just wanted to share with you what I know to be sure. And if you listen to the show, Baba Karmic, Sun Horse Will Honey, he will tell you. He may be on the show today. I certainly hope so. I love it when our elders call in and share the good word. But I digress. That is your Monday morning mindful meditation. I hope you've enjoyed it. I hope that you will share it, because there's a lot of stressful people in this world who are experiencing a lot of stress. And we all need some stress relief. So that's your stress relief from your Monday morning. It is 7:28, and coming up in just a few minutes, it will be your the commercial. Excuse me. The commercial will be coming up. But before I do that, I just want to say condolences to the family of Carol Banjo. Carol Banjo is the cousin of my girlfriend, Patricia Tyson. Pat Tyson, she's a cake lady. You've seen her on the show before. And I went to Carol's wedding, I don't know, about 30 years ago, somewhere around it, 25, 30, I don't know, it's been so long. And Carol and her husband Banjo were married. We were in New Orleans, Louisiana, at the Mardi Gras, and it was so much fun. And when Pat called me and told me that Carol Banjo had passed, I was just wasn't ready for it. I'll just put it like that. Anyway, condolences to the Banjo family and condolences to the family of Patricia Tyson, because they're all relatives. And Pat is my girlfriend. We went to Martin Luther King High School together. So the funeral is at 10 a.m. And 11 a.m. the service starts. And it's at Cage Funeral Home on the south side of Chicago. You can Google that information. It'll be right there for you. But right about now, it is time for Monday morning mindfulness commercial break. And when I come back, I will tell you all about the craziness that happened to me this weekend. And I am pretty sure you want to hear about it. So, excuse me, if you will share this link that you are watching with someone, you will be glad you did. So you just hold on, and we'll be right back. Stay close. And thank you for watching, and thank you for sharing.
If you could live to be 120 years old and remain active, healthy, alert, and vibrant, our bodies are made up of cells that are constantly rejuvenating. So if we take proper care of our cells, we can literally defy aging. Join us every Tuesday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time to learn about cell care from Susan Essentials on the Female Solution Blog Talk Radio Show. Learn how to help your body and your cells feel rejuvenated each day through proper nutrition, sleep, frequency medicine, and many unconventional methods of self-care. I'm Jody Susan. Join me and my amazing guests by calling in at 515-605-9325 and press 1 to speak. We'll help you achieve a breakthrough in your health today.
Are you constantly arguing with your spouse? Are your children misbehaving and acting out? Is someone in your family abusing drugs? Have you been the victim of domestic violence? Are you grieving over the loss of a loved one? Let us help you restore serenity to your life. At Serenity Family Social Services, we understand that good mental health is the result of emotional well-being. Our goal is to assist you and your family in removing emotional distress and restoring harmony and balance to your lives. We offer individual, couples, and family counseling. I'm Howard Williams, CEO of Serenity Family Social Services. Call us today at 312-315-4820. That's 312-315-4820.
Do you have a product or service? Take your business global and get new customers from around the world. Advertise on the Female Solution Radio Show. You may have a great product. You may even have a fantastic website. But how do you let people know you exist? Tell them. Promote your business on one of the most dynamic shows on Blog Talk Radio, The Female Solution. You'll reach an enthusiastic audience of more than 100,000 loyal daily listeners with a specially designed 30-second ad that will drive customers directly to your website. We'll send you statistics as tracked by Blog Talk Radio to let you know the numbers and demographics of those hearing your advertisement. Your ad will run during the live 2-hour morning show from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, and it will be heard all day long by listeners who listen to the archived shows. You'll reach our worldwide audience on their laptops, iPods, iPads, and cell phones. Watch the orders for your product or service increase. Just go to our website, www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com, and click on the radio advertising page. Send us your words. We'll create a 30-second radio ad and watch your business increase worldwide.
Oh, man, God sent the monthly sun bill today. This sunlight is really expensive, especially during this season. I'll probably have to work overtime to pay it.
Well, you better pay it on time. We don't want the sun to go out and we're sitting up here all day in the dark.
Wouldn't it be terrible if God charged us for sunlight? Well, thank God, the light and heat from the sun is free. So why are we paying such high bills for the energy we use in our homes? Because we don't know how to use solar energy, the free energy from the sun. You can convert your regular home to a solar energy home and save tremendously on your electric bill. Take a look at your electric bill. Wouldn't you like to reduce or possibly even eliminate that cost altogether? Let one of our solar consultants show you how. Call today, 312-849-3456, and schedule a free consultation. That's 312-849-3456.
I'm Beata, your holistic life coach. These days, it's more important than ever to work on your physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual health. Are you consciously breathing deeply in stressful moments? Do you have a plan or daily routine to maintain balance in your awesome body? Are you struggling to be disciplined in your eating habits? When you partner with me, I'll help you develop a personalized health plan that works for your particular lifestyle. You can find out more about me at yourholisticlifecoach.com, where you can also review my 3-step protocol to guide you to abundant health. That's yourholisticlifecoach.com, and I'm Viato.
Rising. Lifestyle Solution. I'm your host. Welcome to Monday Morning Mindfulness. We are in the end of summer, I should say. But summer goes on. Somewhere. It's just not in Chicago. How about that? Okay, battery was two. Okay, there we go. She is up and running. What I want to tell you about is the Global Virtual Teen Talent Contest, which airs every last Saturday of the month. And this year it will be the Global Virtual Teen Talent Contest. We also have a podcast. I'll talk about that in a minute. But if you go to our Instagram page, which is Teen Talent Contest, when you see that, you will see the faces on there. Now so like and subscribe while you're there. The numbers are increasingly growing. We're loving that. On the left here is the podcast training that we just had, our first podcast training. Last week at the Betty Shabazz, yes, Khalid, International Charter School, Betty Shabazz International Charter School, 78th and Ellis, and it was just simply wonderful. We had so much fun with these children. Very exhilarating. So this podcast training is available to students between the ages of 12 and 16 years old. And you can have your church or organization or your school simply go to our website and contact us. And you can also call us on our hotline, 24-hour resource center hotline, which is 312-409-6619. And you can leave information, we'll call you back. Or you can just sign up on the web, higherlearningnetwork.org. And the winner gets to produce their own show. Even though there will be a group show, there's a possibility that you can have your own show. And you will have your own show if that's what you want to do. But this is the flyer for the Global Virtual Teen Talent Contest. Now, these ages are 13 through 19. And to compete, all you need to do for the Global Virtual Teen Talent Contest is to, number one, make a one-minute video clip using your own talent, whatever that is, singing, dancing, acting, choreography, flying a, what do you call it, a drone, or whatever it is that you do. There's so many talents our children have, and some of those talents could be business talents. Not everything is in the arts. So whatever that is, go to YouTube, get your own free link, and then upload that video to your YouTube channel and then send it to us at email. Email that link to hlntvshow@gmail.com. That's hlntvshow@gmail.com. And that's how you do that. Now, to get back to the podcast, this is what I want you to see, because this was our very first class, and these students just blew me away. They are so good at such a young age. It is unbelievable, so it was a wonderful lesson for me. So I'm going to let you see just a little bit of our first class, and our board member, Naima Latif, who's also the executive producer of The Female Solution, was giving them instructions, so check this out.
Hi, my name is London Sanders, and my name is Anaya Robinson, and this is the Betty Shabazz International Charter School podcast. And today we're going to be talking about, what do you think about bullying? About bullying, I think that it's not okay. I feel like people do it because they, like, don't know what to do with themselves, or they're poor, or they don't like this person for whatever reason. I believe that bullying is not the thing to do, and people should change their ways and talk it out and all that. manipulated. I agree with you, and I also think people bully because certain people are not on their level, but I also think that if you know that that person isn't on your level, then maybe you should help them and guide them to the right path. Yeah, I think that makes sense. Do you think that, like, people, if they have, like, good grades, like, let's say I have an A, do you think that people with good grades should help each other? Like, I have an A and I know you need help, then I should help you? Yes, I think that's a very good idea instead of bullying, because bullying could get you into situations that you don't want to be in while helping you in the other, on the other hand, would be, like, guiding them and guiding them to the right path so they can be on the same level.
What would your question be for the podcast? Hi, who's this? What's your name? Yes, hi, who's this? What's your name? And where are you from?
Avoid yourself from getting in the danger.
Thank you for calling us to all our callers.
And the next topic is?
And the next topic is?
The team talent contest. It is every last Saturday of the month on September 30th. The next contest is on September 30th. And it's a teen talent contest, so people can do, like, there'll be a group of teenagers, and they will do, like, whether that's singing or dancing or whatever. That's what they will do. And you can win prizes. Anyway, back to our topic of bullying. I have a question to ask. Do you think adults listen to us when we have ideas about bullying? I think parents do, but teachers, I think they hear it and they're like, oh, we can tell the principal about this, or we can tell someone about this, and then it winds up being that they, like, don't really care, nothing happens, and then bullying just continues. But I feel like parents listen, because, especially if it's about their own child, because, like, I want my child to be bullied. But teachers, again, I feel like they don't take into consideration what it would be like if their child is in outland. Was bullied. I don't think they take that into consideration, which is why bullying happens, especially. I agree with that on the parents' behalf, but for the teachers' behalf, I feel like they do listen to us majority of the time, and they would use our ideas to work out something. But if it doesn't work, they stop taking suggestions because they feel like the more suggestions we have, the more things are going to increase. The bullying situation is going to increase instead of decreasing, which we're trying to get the bullying situation to decrease instead of increase. So I feel like teachers do take our opinions into their hands when it's time for us, because we're the people who are increasing the bullying. But at the same time, they don't, because they're trying not to have people in a bad situation. I disagree. I think that, like you said, sometimes teachers take things into consideration, but I don't believe that all of the time, especially when it's mostly needed. Teachers, like, seem to not care, or they don't help the situation, or it's just not, like, working how it's supposed to, where the situation is fixed instead of getting worse. And, yeah, I think, like, when teachers get into it, I guess, the situation just gets worse and worse.
Now, that is two powerful little ladies. That is Zaniya Robinson, maybe a cousin of mine. I have no idea. But she looked like some folks in my family. She said Robinson. I was like, really? And your name started with a Z, too? Okay, I got a little research to do here. But Zaniya and London were the first two students who joined the Betty Shabazz International Charter School podcast class. They were our first two students, and they were phenomenal. Just simply little awesome students, just being themselves, little 7th and 8th graders. I'm thinking, like, wow, how advanced are they? Because we did not have these kinds of opportunities when we were coming to podcasts, and we didn't even know what that was. And when I was in major radio, and terrestrial radio, they call it now because it's pretty much extinct, you had to have an FCC license. And you don't have to have that anymore. You just have to have the skills. So we're training them with the skills that they need, because there's lots of behind the scenes that goes on in producing a podcast, and most people don't know how to do that. And I am so very delighted to discover that there are adults who are interested in learning how to podcast. I thought everybody would. See, you take for granted what you know, that everybody, you think that everybody else knows. No, they don't. You have to find out the hard way like I did. So I'm delighted to be able to offer these podcast training classes to the adults as well. So you simply go to higherlearningnetwork.org and simply sign on and say you want to join one of the classes. It's that simple. So if you have a school, we have the Betty Shabazz International Charter School, and in January we'll be starting the Barbara Sizemore School, also on the South Side. So if you have a school that you want us to come to, you simply go to our website, higherlearningnetwork.org, and we will put that information, we will send you the information necessary to get started. And while you're watching the show this morning, if you'd like to share your comments, we'd love to have them on our YouTube channel and the YouTube Higher Learning TV Show, or Facebook.com, Higher Learning TV Show. And also, if you would like to text Monday Morning Mindfulness to be on our regular list of information that we send out, you can text Monday Morning Mindfulness to 312-383-9749 for exclusive updates. And last but never least, if you didn't get a chance to see what was happening with the 50 years of hip-hop that they celebrated this past weekend at the Taste of Chicago, here is just a very, very brief synopsis of what I experienced, and that's on my Instagram page, Zelda Speaks, the number 2 and the letter U. And I'm going to pull up just a little bit so I can let you see just teeny weeny weeny bit what happened at the festival. This is me walking to the festival on this one, but this is the people at the festival, so turn it up, though. This was the first day before it got started, actually, so people were just out there, but it was so beautiful. Okay, so if you scroll down the page, there's lots of other good video there, so you can take a look at it. This is a video right here from the Black Ensemble Theater, which is playing until October 15th, the Taste of Soul. Oh, you got to go see that. You got to go see that. I just wanted you to experience that it is 7:59. We're about to be joined by mental health professional Khalid Scott, who is just a dynamite brother who brings it down, who breaks it down very simple on how we can de-stress. And he is a master clinician. He's a mental health professional. You see all these award-winning LCSW, he's a clinical psychotherapist, life coach, the whole nine yards. So he will be joining us very shortly. It is 11:59, and I am going to take another break here so that I can share with you some crucial information that you need. And a good thing is that the last winner, I want to share with you the last winner of the Global Virtual Team Talent Contest. So check this out, and you'll see why he won, because he's dynamite.
Yo, what's up, guys?
I'm working you for Venom.
I'm pretty sure you know my name, but let's start all over again. My name is Rosanne. I'm 13 years old. I was born, and I was ready to born in Toronto, Canada. 6IX. And my parents have been always acting since I was a little kid because I really enjoyed the acting. It's like you, but it's another version of you. Fun fact about acting, specific performance, memorization work, all of that fun stuff.
Without further ado, guys, let's just get straight to the video. What are you guys waiting for? I'm gonna work on Nick.
Audition tapes in, and you too can be part of the Teen Talent Contest here on the Higher Learning Network TV show, which airs Tuesday the 6th.
Are you ready to show the world what you got? We're excited to announce the latest global virtual team talent contest for the Teen Talent Contest, where you win cash prizes and scholarships by performing your unique talent. Here's how to participate. 1. Record a 1-minute video of yourself performing your talent. Upload the video, link in description or comment. 3. Submit your video by the deadline. We're looking for a wide range of talent, from singing and dancing to magic tricks and comedy skits. So whether you're a musician, an actor, or a chef, we want to see your unique talent. The top talent will be selected by a panel of judges and will be announced shortly after. So don't wait, start filming, and good luck.
Okay, start filming and good luck.
We have an opportunity to transform the whole global society in the next 50 years. 50 years from now, the Earth will be populated by a new generation of adults, many of whom are yet unborn. Our mission is to nurture them in childhood with love, guidance, and protection, and to raise them in healthy, happy families. If we impart values of compassion, generosity, and respect for fellow human beings in the next generation of children, they will create a world where people can live together in peace. This is our goal. Be a part of the transformation. Get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. Go to www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. CJ of Valona Health, where we combine orthopedic manual therapy and neuroscience to treat the whole person. Health tip for the day is keep it moving. Doesn't matter how, just keep it moving doing something you enjoy. Walking, dancing, rolling on the floor with your dogs or kids, really anything. The body craves movement to keep the bones, joints, and muscles happy. Even our mental health and internal organs and digestive system rely on our movements. Thanks for being a part of the Higher Learning Network. from the Female Solution.
Thank you for joining us back here on The Female Solution. Welcome to Monday Morning Mindfulness. I'm your host, Zelda Speaks, and joining us in this hour will be master clinician, award-winning clinical psychotherapist, life coach, SUD specialist, author, mentor, and motivational speaker. Ladies and gentlemen, get ready to experience something you may have never ever had in your life, and that is the wisdom of someone who hears chaos and confusion every single day, and he helps us find our way out of this madness into some type of sanity. And for that alone, you have to be very appreciative and give thanks. As we go to the phone and open up the microphone for our very own Chicagoan, that is Brother Khalid Scott. So let us welcome him to the show. Grand Rising, Khalid. Thank you for joining us this morning. Unmute yourself.
Well, good morning. What an introduction. Thank you. I really appreciate that. My self-esteem just went up a couple of notches.
It should.
Absolutely.
What you do, honey, this is no joke. The work that you do is real, and I know you see it all day, every day. For those,
yes, indeed.
Yes, sir. For those of us who, those who are on the switchboard who cannot see him, you can only hear him, please hear you can hear him, but you can see him if you're on online. This master, I almost want to call you a master magician because you give people give insight to me that they haven't seen before, and I don't know what else to call that but magic. So forgive me for not making light of it, but it's magical, the work that you do, because when people come to you, they're in chaos and confusion. And when they leave you, they have a sense of sanity. They have some coping.
Absolutely.
Yes,
Sister Z, you know, the thing is, first of all, thank you for having me again in your home, you know, to discuss the ministry, because that's what this is to me. It's a ministry.
Yes, sir.
You know,
yes.
And you might say mental health ministry or however you want to say it. It's God has given me the tools to work with my people, because there is a lot of chaos and confusion. And, you know, it's the summer is over with now. You know, we're back into fall, back into things, back to work, back to school. And, you know, today we just want to, you know, focus in on how do you transition from the laid-back summer, if it was laid-back for you, coming off vacation mode, back into, okay, I'm at work, I'm at school, I got to get it together. The holidays are coming up. The end of the year is wrapping up, you know, and how do we maintain our sanity in such a crazy world, you know?
Yes, because it's hard. Every day, all
day.
It is.
It is. And, you know, I want to start off, Sister Z, by just saying that, you know, I want to remind people that don't forget a word that's very powerful that's in all of us, and that word is resiliency.
I love that. Resilient.
And I want anyone who's listening, write that word down and put it on a post-it and put it on your mirror, put it on your refrigerator, put it in your car, put it somewhere where every day you see it, you know it like, that's my best friend, my resiliency.
Oh, wow. Khalid, I simply love that idea.
Yeah.
so simple, I didn't think of it. Now, for those who are listening who may have, just might have missed that, I need you to say that again.
Okay, I want you to become best friends. I want you to have a love affair with this word. It's called resiliency, right? And what resiliency is, it says that no matter what goes through, I'm going to come through it.
Okay.
No matter what I'm going through, I'm going to overcome it.
Mm.
No matter what the world and the people in it that throw negativity at me, I'm going to let it bounce off, and I'm going to be back to my normal.
Okay.
And if my normal ain't good, I'm going to make it better.
Oh.
But the one thing that problems and chaos and confusion is supposed to do for you, it's supposed to give you a certain lesson.
Ah.
That you're supposed to remember, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that you're supposed to act like you know after it happens. Because if we don't learn the lessons from the trials and tribulations and the trauma that we go through, Zelda, then we're prone to have it repeat again.
Yes. And how many?
For
times?
Me, I don't want to have to go through trauma over and over again to get the lesson.
I know that's right.
Go through it and overcome it.
Yes.
You know?
And be through with it. Not go through it.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, to be through with it.
I don't need to be best friends with negativity. I don't need him to be my best friend. I don't need him to have a seat next to me on my love couch.
No.
You know?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
But you know what, Zelda? Listen, this is what I observe, is that we do have a relationship with drama and trauma. We have relationships with that. We have normalized negativity so much that when it's right there beating us in the face, we like, ouch, okay, it's okay, ouch, oh, it's okay, ouch, okay, ouch.
Mm.
Instead of saying, stop hitting me.
Okay.
Leave me alone. Go
Thank
away.
You.
We keep letting it punch us in the face.
Mm.
We got to stop it. We got to say, you know what? My face is too pretty. My face is too handsome for you to be hitting it.
Okay.
You know what
it
I'm
hurts.
Saying? You ain't going to hit it no more. I don't took the karate lessons. I don't took the boxing lessons. We about to, because negativity, you ain't going to win this match no more. You're not going to win it.
And once you make the decision, go ahead.
So let me tell you my truth. And you said it, right? And we haven't talked in a little bit. But every week, Zelda, I'm getting phone calls from people. I'm getting DM messages from people. Khalid, I need help. Do you have a few minutes? And I'm like, yeah. You know? Because part of my ministry is you help anyone who's in distress, anyone in need.
Mm.
Because you never know how that phone call might impact somebody.
Yes, sir.
And in this time where people are jumping off rooftops and swallowing bottles of pills,
that
one phone call that you ignore, you know what I'm saying, could make a difference.
Yes, sir. You're absolutely
and
right.
I got the time. I'll make the time. Because people are important. You know, they say you make time for what's important.
Yes,
people
sir.
People are important to me.
Okay.
Because how can I do, you know, I just celebrated 30 years of social work on August 16th.
Really? 30 years.
I know I look like I'm 32. You know what I'm saying.
Right? I'm like, how you do that? Whatever it is you're doing, you need to put it in a bottle and sell it. Hello?
I appreciate it. But yeah, Zelda, 32 years, I mean 30 years of helping people. And the reality is I was doing social work before I got a paycheck.
Okay.
Because, again, God gives individual gifts to each one of us.
Mm-hmm.
My gift is social work. Zelda, your gift is, you got 500 gifts. Come on, Z. You know, but you got to decide which gift that God gave you is the one he wants you to use the most. So think about that, Zelda. What's your gift that he bestowed upon you?
Wow.
Think about that.
Yeah, I don't. Thank you for reminding me that I need to think about it. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And see, the thing is about the gifts he gives, he'll take them back if we don't use them the right way.
Ooh. Now, you just said a mouthful there. You know that, right?
Right. Got you. I promise you he'll take that gift from you if you're not using it right.
Yes.
Because then he'll say, I can give it to somebody else who will use it. So he didn't waste his gift on me. You know? He didn't waste
his gift. Because you're using
your gift. And Zelda, what happens is, because I use my gifts, this is why I'm so blessed. You know what I'm saying? Zelda, I'm a 54-year-old man who lost 100 pounds in 7 months.
Ooh.
You know what I'm saying?
I know, because I saw the picture. I'm like, who is that? That's not Khalid. Who is this man impersonating you?
Absolutely. Transformation, right? And because how can I tell people
to be
in that cell?
That deserves an applause. Just hold on a second. I want you to soak this in. Take this in. Yeah, accept that. Receive that.
Yeah. But
all 20 seconds of it. I want you to receive
you that.
Because 70 pounds. Did you say 70 pounds?
100.
Oh, excuse me. 100 pounds
100.
In 7 months.
Yeah. In 7 months. And then,
that
you know, when people ask me how, I said I was focused. I didn't let no distractions get in my way because I want to live.
Oh.
I want to live. You know, Zelda, it was a year ago, September 16th, I went to the doctor's appointment. And my doctor is my alpha frat brother. And he was like, Khalid, your test results came back. He said, brother, you're knocking on diabetes door. And he said, Khalid, you're 321 pounds.
Where are you?
And I said, no, I'm not, doc. No, I'm not. No, I'm not. Absolutely,
I'm not.
You're
going to tell the doc. How you going to tell the doctor?
Right. And I said, doc, let's get back on that scale. And when I saw that number, I got teary-eyed. Because I'm I used to be a fitness trainer. Yeah, I used to be a fitness trainer in my 20s, you know, at Bally's. And so, now let me tell you, typically, like, my doctor's office is in Matteson, Illinois, right?
Right.
And it's right across the street from Giordano's Pizzeria, which is my favorite pizza, right? My absolute favorite pizza. And normally I would go there after each doctor's appointment as my treat to myself, right?
Okay.
Not that day. Not that day. That day. I left that doctor's office. I went to Jewel Foods, right? And I spent $300 worth of on fruits and vegetables and salmon and ground turkey and chicken breast and salads and everything. And then 7 months later in April, that scale said 221 pounds.
Oh, my goodness.
It said 220 pounds. And I did it. Because I put me first.
You went from 320 to 220. Yeah, that's pretty remarkable.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm so glad that you mentioned, Khalid, that you were knocking on the door of diabetes, because diabetes is one of the diseases that is taking us out in droves because we don't know about nutrition. So for those who are listening on the switchboard, I have on the screen under Khalid's name, diabeticdonut.com. And what that is a link to some information on how I reverse type 2 diabetes. If Khalid can do it, I ain't lost 100 pounds, but I did get rid of diabetes. And if I can do it, you can do it. Because Khalid, I just like you. Baby, give me some sweet potato pie, some German chocolate cake, some red velvet, some peach cobbler, some banana pudding, you name it.
Yes.
With sugar, I ate it.
Yeah. Yes.
Official
yes.
On sugar. So go to diabeticdonut.com. Download the free download on how I reverse it. The recipe is in there of that. I'm not going to say nasty drink that I drink every morning, but it's a drink that will help you achieve your goals. Apple, beet, cucumber, lemon, ginger, kale, and turmeric. You go there and you drink that. I promise you that you will love yourself the next morning after you have that. And I want to take a quick comment here from Viata's Tiny House Village with this Grand Rising Sister and Dr. Scott. That's from Viata Chi is in Orlando, Florida. Thank you so much for listening this morning. Yes, Dr. Scott is right on point this morning. He's always on point because that's who he is. That's what he does. So I want to thank you for even mentioning that, Khalid, because that is no easy feat. 100 pounds, that's a whole person, Khalid.
Yeah, yeah. But it can be done. And I remember when I did the before and after picture on Facebook and, oh, my God, the phone calls and the DMs, and they're like, how did you do it? I said, did you read my post? I wrote out how I did it, my diet and my exercise plan. No,
okay.
That's impossible. You couldn't have ate only 800 calories a day. I said,
yes,
yeah,
you,
I did.
Yes, you could.
I sure did. And I said, it sounds like a low number, and it is, but you have to have a calorie deficit in order
yes.
to lose weight. And
right.
I said, what happens is your body gets adjusted.
Yes.
Your body gets adjusted.
Yes, it does.
You know, when you start losing weight, your appetite starts to suppress, your
yes.
belly starts to get smaller, and
yes.
it doesn't crave all the food. You
right.
know, I had to stop the sugars, right? Your body goes through a
withdrawal,
but then
you
stop
need to say
wanting
that
the sugar.
You need to say that again about the sugar, baby. Somebody didn't hear you this morning.
Yeah, you go through a withdrawal, right? Because a
yes.
sugar is addictive. But then
yes.
once you get past it, and then understand that I transitioned. So I went from eating M&Ms to raisins, right?
Ah.
So I fooled my mind. I
oh.
stopped from eating chips to I ate crackers, right?
Okay.
I tricked my brain because my brain was stimulated by those foods. But I ate things that made my brain say, okay, yeah, I got those chips, but it was really crackers. But again, when you're motivated to be better, you'll do your research, right? You'll find
right.
out what you need to do. You'll ask the right questions. We got YouTube and we got the internet, right? So
right.
there's nothing you can't get an answer to within seconds.
Right. So you have no excuse.
No excuse. No excuse. And
none whatsoever.
Me, right. And trust me, I'm a man who loves food. I'm a foodie. And I'm a cancer. So you know we have a love affair with food.
Okay.
Right?
Yes,
so
sir.
So the thing is, you know, it's. But again, what's important to you, you'll put the work in too.
Yes, yes.
What's important to you, like, I saw how when people who wanted to go and see Beyonce, they set up there and worked second jobs to get money to
they
get
did.
To
yes,
buy
they...
those tickets to see that woman. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
They had one woman who quit her job because her job didn't approve her PTO so she could go and see Beyonce.
Oh,
right?
Wow.
So
wow.
when something is important to you, you'll make it work.
Yes, you will.
You'll make it work.
Yes, you will. And you talk about learning lessons again. I bet she won't tell her job next time that she's going to see about Beyonce. Because you know they hating, right?
Of course.
They mad they can't go. Because I heard
right.
the tickets
so,
are raised.
Right. So the thing is that, you know, again, we have that resiliency. We're able to make things better for us when we're ready to put the work in. And going to our topic, you know, back to school, mental health in the fall, you know, I just want people to know that look at this time of year as something to be happy about, not sad, right? You know, last weekend I went to my high school reunion picnic. I went to CBS, so it was thousands of people there. And then, you know, I went to a couple of birthday parties that weekend. And the reason why is because I'm like, this is the last weekend of the summertime, right?
Right.
Labor Day weekend. But I was excited come Monday morning and said, man, I'm going to enjoy my Labor Day holiday. And then tomorrow, back to business. Back to making my money. Back to saving lives.
Right.
You know, my daughter, she turned 21 in August. You know, Leo ladies, super women,
yes,
right?
Yes, she did, Leo love.
Happy belated to you too, sis, you know. And my daughter started her senior year of college. Zelda, you remember coming to her graduation parade?
Yeah, wait. You said senior year.
She's a senior.
Wasn't it just a couple of years ago that I we did drive-by?
Right. It seemed like it, right?
Oh, my goodness.
So, yes, she's a senior and getting ready to take the MCAT in January to become a doctor.
Wow.
So time goes by. It goes.
Yes, it does.
But be excited about that. Don't look at this like today is a rainy day. Don't look at it like, oh, God, it's a rainy day. Look at it like, God, thank you for rainy days because they make me appreciate the sunny days.
Yes, you are absolutely right. Because, you know, there's some sun behind those clouds.
That's right. So be optimistic. Look for the sun rays on a rainy day because that gives you hope that things are going to get better. And even when it is raining, just look at it as God is cleaning up the earth.
Thank you.
He's cleaning up the earth.
Because somebody somewhere needs that water. You may not need it, but somebody needs it.
Absolutely. And see if you change your stinking thinking and make it, you know, positive and productive, it makes you feel better inside.
Yes, it does.
You know?
And we all want to feel good. That's why we stuff ourselves with so much sugar and food and alcohol.
Yeah.
And gambling and drugs, you know, not knocking anybody, just saying that's what we do.
Right.
Because we haven't learned anything different.
Because, you know, we do those things to self-medicate, right?
Yes.
But now I'm asking folks who are listening, take some other kind of medication. That medication is meditation, prayer, going for walks, going to the gym. Developing or saying, I want to, and then we talked about this before on the show, I want you to start building you a personal board of directors.
Oh.
Right? So your personal board of directors, these are the people who you know no matter what will not judge you, will give you your truth serum, will be there for you. It may be 10 people. It may just be 2 people on your board of directors. But these are your go-to people who will make sure you are uplifted. And because you made them on your board of directors, you got to be also able to feed them as well when they're having bad days.
Right.
So it's reciprocated. You know what I'm saying? You're taking care of each other. That's how we start building better villages.
I love that.
That's how we build better villages. Because the reality is that's what we need back. We need villagers.
Yes. I'm so glad you said that because that's one of the things that I am learning at the Betty Shabazz School, International Charter School. We started our podcast training there for youth 12 to 16 there last week, every Wednesday. And I just saw the difference in that charter school and public schools because there is a village there. at the Betty Shabazz School. So now I see why the line waiting list is so long, because they treat these children like family.
Yeah.
And I've never seen that before in my life, Khalid. I've never seen that before. You know, back in the day when we were kids, yeah, but since I've been grown, I haven't seen that. And I see it now. And I love it. So that village is crucial. So thank you for having the insight to say that and to show that.
Yeah.
We've got calls on the line, 904-303, but we're going to have to take our first commercial break, and we will be right back to get those calls. So call in, tell somebody that Master Clinician is Khalid Scott is here to help us keep our sanity in times of chaos and confusion. So stay close. We'll be right back.
Do you worry about finances, family, health, job, relationships? Are you in pain? Do you feel stuck? If you answered yes to any of these questions, help is available. Don't worry, you're not alone. It's part of the human process. You only feel this way because you haven't mastered the voices in your head. No hype, just down-to-earth, solid, workable tools and techniques that you can practice daily. It's really food for the soul. Whether you want to learn how not to worry about anything, reverse type 2 diabetes, publish a book, promote your product or service, or just make extra money. To take advantage of the deal of the day, go to ZeldaSpeaks.com or call 312-409-6619. Mention promo code The Female Solution and get free shipping. That's ZeldaSpeaks.com or 312-409-6619. Stop worrying today. Visit ZeldaSpeaks.com.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of The Female Solution Global Radio TV Show. We are a part of the online network of Associated Internet Radio hosts, On Air. On Air empowers you with transformative news and interactive radio TV shows. This is such a wonderful time to be alive and to see our human family coming together as one community as a result of that powerful tool, the Internet. We can now talk directly to each other all over the world. There's no need for conflict or misunderstanding. There's no need for violence to solve our differences. We can talk to each other face to face until we reach an agreement. On Air offers a fantastic global guide to communicators from all over the world who are using their internet platforms to inspire us to strive to be our best selves in order to become the kind, compassionate, loving people we were all born to be. Once we do that, we'll see planet Earth transformed into a place of peace. Subscribe to the recommended YouTube channels, Facebook pages, and podcasts created by these Voices of Enlightenment. On Air provides daily news briefs and a weekly magazine to keep you abreast of events and opportunities. On Air news affiliates in television, radio, and print share information, insight, and interviews with notable personalities. Go to onaireverywhere.com for a daily dose of uplifting news. We're on air everywhere, online all the time.
Oh, man, God sent the monthly sun bill today. This sunlight is really expensive, especially during this season. I'll probably have to work overtime to pay it.
Well, you better pay it on time. We don't want the sun to go out and we're sitting up here all day in the dark.
Wouldn't it be terrible if God charged us for sunlight? Well, thank God, the light and heat from the sun is free. So why are we paying such high bills for the energy we use in our homes? Because we don't know how to use solar energy, the free energy from the sun. You can convert your regular home to a solar energy home and save tremendously on your electric bill. Take a look at your electric bill. Wouldn't you like to reduce or possibly even eliminate that cost altogether? Let one of our solar consultants show you how. Call today, 312-849-3456, and schedule a free consultation. That's 312-849-3456.
Man Rising, and thank you for joining us back here on The Female Solution. I'm your host, Zelda Speak, and my co-host today, our very own master clinician, mental health professional, and that would be Brother Khalid Scott, celebrating 30 years in the mental health ministry. Let us give him a welcome back. Yes, yes. Thank you so much, Khalid. We couldn't do it without you because we all need some help. Not everybody has your mental health skills. So thank you for joining us back here on The Female Solution. Are you still with us?
I'm still here.
You are. Okay, let's go to the phone lines. 904-303, your mic is open. What's your name and where are you calling from and what's your question as it relates
Hello,
to this?
Hello, sister. My name is Ta'aka Amana L. Bay. I'm calling out of Jacksonville, Florida.
All right now, Jacksonville, Florida. Thank you so much for joining us. Can you give me your name again, please?
That's Ta'aka Amana L. Bay.
L. Bay, Ta'aka L. Bay. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. What's your comment or question, sir?
Well, I wanted to talk to Brother Scott because he said two things that that hit me. I was going in the kitchen and I heard him. He was telling me he had cancer.
Okay.
Did I hear that right?
That's yeah. Right. July 16th.
All right. Well, mine's July the 8th. My daddy July the 7th. My aunt July the 9th. And I forgot which one Mike Tyson was. But you also mentioned about the water and the people don't like the water. Let me tell you something, man. I grow trees. I grow grapes. I got papayas. I got pineapples. I got avocados. I got peaches, oranges, plums, the whole and wild grapes. And the only reason I look at TV is because I want to see the weather. And every time it rains, everybody would tell me, oh, if it rains, I say, hallelujah.
See?
I need him to drop me off again.
I told you somebody.
I don't want to come in it, huh?
Just cause it rain don't. As Khalid said prior to commercial, just cause it rain doesn't mean that we can't. We may not need it, but somebody else needs it because you're an example of that growing all that good stuff you growing. I never heard of. Would you say some wild grapes? What's a wild grape?
That's a scuff nine, a muscadine. Muscadine.
Muscadine.
Yeah, oh. A real grape. A bullet.
Oh. Okay, and what city in Florida did you say you were in again?
I'm in Jacksonville, Florida.
Jacksonville. I took the Amtrak to Jacksonville, Florida one time. Loved it. Next time I got to get off and come see you with all the good growing vegetables.
Well, now is the time because when between August and September, that's when the grocery stores have their muscadines. They're called muscadines. Some people call scuff nines. Some people call bullet grapes. And those are real grapes for this region.
Oh, okay. Okay. That's powerful, brother. I appreciate you sharing that information. Did you have a question for Khalid? Because I'll be calling you later. Is it okay if I... Is it okay if I... I'm sorry?
Yeah, you can call me.
Okay, thank you so much.
I'm a tutor. I'm a bachelor. And I got all these trees going around here. And I have a friend. She's telling me, I want a garden like your mama. I said, well, I'm going to build you a garden. And
oh!
I built her a garden. And she called and sent me a text minute yesterday with them took photographs of the garden she done built. She got okra growing everywhere. I said, I ain't got none of that. I said, I'm coming over here. I'll get my garden back.
Okay. Okay, Doc. Thank you so very much for calling in. Did you have a final comment for Khalid before you go?
Yeah, I'm a tell you, you know, you brother, you remember how Mike went out? Mike, he just gave up, and he said, "Man, I'm tired of doing this here." And I would say, "Well, hey, man, you on top of your game, man. You doing this here?" And he just stopped saying, "I'm stopped fighting." But then I called him on a side interview, and he said, "You know what?" He said, "I'm tired." He said, "I just want to spend the rest of my life with my grandchildren and raising my grandchildren." I said, "There you go." I said, "Boy, you just like me." That's what he said.
All right.
That's why he got out of the game. He wanted raise his grandchildren, because he done been in there and been the best who ever did it. And he said, "I'm going to sit down now and I'm going to take time with my children and my grandchildren."
Oh, that is a wonderful thing to hear. So I want to thank you for sharing that. Yes,
well,
sir.
What else could you expect, brother Khalid? You're cancer.
Absolutely.
All right. Thank you so much, caller Tahaka El Bay from Florida. We appreciate you. Thank you for calling in, and be sure and share this with someone, because everybody needs to know this information.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so very much. You continue to listen to the show. For others who want to call in, Khalid's only got a few more minutes because, honey, he has patients waiting on him. It is 8:41. We got another 15 minutes here. If you want to call in, it's 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak. The topic of discussion today is back to school and your mental health with master mental health clinician. That would be Khalid Scott. As we are moving forward, what other tips would you like to say? To share with the audience, I love the resilience factor. I'm going to post that on the blog, and for those who are watching, I'll be posting all the comments on my blog, zeldaspeaks.wordpress.com. And you can also post your comments on our channels, YouTube and Facebook, Higher Learning TV Show. But I really like that resilience to post on the refrigerator and your book and your car and everywhere. To remind us. I love that idea. Thank you for that, Khalid.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, the thing is, and let's go back to the subject matter at hand, that this is a new season that we're going into, right? And to be excited about any new season, because one, you woke up to see it, right?
Right, man.
And then two, something new means something that I get a chance to make better, something I get to do over. Something I need to create, right? Something
right.
I can make my own and take ownership of. So if it's a new school year, if you're back in school, say this year, wow, I got a couple of B's this year. I'm going to really work on getting some A's, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or you know what? I'm going to have better relationships with my professors and my teachers. Or you know what? Because I'm smart in this subject, I'm going to become a tutor and help others who might be struggling. Or if I am struggling in a class, I'm not going to wait to the last minute and be in danger of getting a D or an F. I'm going to go and ask for a tutor because they're here to help me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm going to take that hard subject that challenges me, and I'm going to get victory over it, right?
Right.
Because anything that challenges you, if you overcome it, it does what? It makes
make
you better.
You better.
It makes you better.
You want to be better.
You know?
Right.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And then for those of us who, you know, we don't use all our PTO up and we're back to work, you know, say this year, I'm going to be a better professional. Right?
Mm.
I'm going to sit up here and be the top worker or professional in my building. You know what I'm saying? My next performance evaluation, I'm going to have all 5 stars. You know, I'm going to, because this is the profession I chose to work in. So
right.
I'm going to be the best at it.
Right.
You know, many years ago, Zelda, an old super, advisor of mine, and now he's in charge of DCFS, Illinois. His name is Mark Smith. He was my supervisor at this place called TAS. And I remember when he got ready to leave the organization and he met with each supervisor. And when he met with me, he said, Khalid, you know you my Michael Jordan, right? And
wow.
I said, Mark, what does that mean? I'm the Michael Jordan. He said, Khalid, if you think about Michael Jordan, Michael Jordan in his heyday, he didn't take breaks. He worked on being perfect. He practiced longer hours. You know what I'm saying? He learned how to master his skill to be the best ball player. And he said, that's how you are, Khalid, and you're team-minded. It's not just about you. You care about the whole team.
Mm.
And that was such a compliment, such a compliment. And, you know, the best compliments come from those who you don't know who watching you, right?
Right.
Or who really looking at your performance. And so I've carried that, and I said it now, I'm the Michael Jordan of social work because
I know
of my commitment. Yes.
The MJ
and
of social work.
And now I have 25 awards that says that I'm pretty good at this.
Yes, you are.
You know,
that's...
I'm in private practice, and I've had a wait list in private practice since we started.
Mm.
You know, and that's going on it's been 2 years this month, being in private practice.
Oh,
you know?
Really?
And,
oh.
Right.
Wait. Hold on. Don't skip over that. We ain't skipping over nothing. Yes, sir. Giving you your cake while you're still here. Yeah, I mean, cake is a bad analogy.
I appreciate that.
You know what I mean.
I appreciate that. I really do.
Because we just skip right over our accolades because that's what we do. No, that's not how this works. Not on this show. If you said you did something and it needs to be recognized, we go acknowledge it because I'm not waiting to come to nobody's funeral and tell them how much I miss them because we don't do that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And see, that's how we uplift each other, right? That's how we uplift each other. That 20-second gesture just made my day. You know what I'm saying? You don't know the influence you may have on somebody to make them say, you know what? I'm not going to go and take that gun and swallow it right now. You know? I think I remember telling you on the show a few years ago, it was around the holiday season, and we know in my industry, the holiday season is a tough time for a whole lot of people.
Yes, sir.
Especially people who are in crisis, right? And
sir.
I think I told you I was on Christmas vacation, and a buddy of mine called me from Florida, in fact. And he was like, Khalid, I'm sitting in my car, and I have a shotgun right next to me.
Mm.
And this was like 1 o'clock in the morning. I happened to be up watching television, and when I saw the number, I'm like, why is he calling me this late? But I'm like, wait a minute, somebody's calling me this late, something going on. So I picked up the phone, and see, prior to that, I had a mentee who committed suicide. So I'm very, you know, acute to those phone calls, right?
Because,
again, you never know who's in crisis.
That's
I was talking to him on the phone, and he was like, Khalid, I'm going to take myself out. And I said, wait a minute. Stop. Please stop. For you to call me tells me you don't want to leave this earth. Because you could have just did it.
Right.
You could have just kid. You could have just hurt yourself.
Right.
But you called me. Right? And I picked up. So let's do this. Drive to the nearest hospital. Drive while I'm talking to you on the phone right now.
Right.
And he started driving. And as he was driving, I was like, man, think about your children. I know you're going through things with your wife, but think about your kids. What would this tell your sons if you commit suicide? What message would you be giving your daughters? Because even though you leave, you will leave a stain with them.
Yes.
And they don't deserve to have to deal with this loss. It's one thing if you got cancer or heart disease or diabetes, and they had to watch you transition. But at least they could kind of compare, you know, prepare for that.
Right.
But you taking your life, you know what I'm saying? Imagine the phone call in the morning when they get saying their dad is no longer here.
Right.
Because he swallowed a gun.
Right.
So then as he was driving, he started to cry. And he was like, thank you, Khalid. He said, Khalid, I just pulled into the hospital. What do I need to do? I said, go to the emergency room and let them know that you have suicidal ideations right now. So then a few days later, I talked to him. He had got, you know, he had been evaluated, right? He had been evaluated. And they had, and he had an appointment set up for a therapist.
Oh,
and he's still here. He's still here.
Wow.
He's still here.
Did you save a life?
Right. Right.
And that is not to be taken lightly because that he called out to you let you know that he didn't want to kill himself. Otherwise, he'd have just killed himself. Like you said, he'd ate the bullet. I never heard, ate the bullet, swallowed the gun, what did it say, swallowed the gun.
Yeah.
I never heard that term before. I'm sure you hear it all the time, but I never heard
it. Right, so, you know, a lot of people, they put the gun barrel in their mouth, you know.
Right.
So, yeah. So, you know, and that's the thing. And, you know, we've been hearing about suicides. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And, in fact, today I'm doing a taping, you know, later on about black men and suicide, right? And then I'm going to be in a documentary at the in the next couple of months. You know, one of my coworkers, her son at 19, committed suicide. So we're going to do a documentary about it because we want to bring the awareness of people of color and their mental illness and suicide.
Right.
Because we're hurting. We're hurting.
Yes, we are. We're in a lot of pain. And we mask that pain with people, places, and things. Food, alcohol, drugs, like you said.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Wow.
So we got to do better. We got to do better.
Yes,
you know,
do.
Zelda, I want a day to come where I don't have to get phone calls every week with people telling me about their bad marriages and their bad kids and their bad bosses and their bad lives. I want people when they call me like, Khalid, man, it was a good week. Wow,
okay.
Khalid, you know, I joined church. Wow,
right,
Khalid,
right.
You know what? I went back to college to finally get my degree, you know. Hey,
right.
Khalid, I'm a supervisor now after years of just being a worker, you know.
Right.
I want to hear more of those stories.
I did something with my life.
Yes. Yes. Yes, indeed.
If you'd like to call in comment, we'd love to hear what you have to say. 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak. We have comment. Oh, if you want to comment as well, you can do that on our YouTube and Facebook pages, Higher Learning TV show. As we take a look at some of these comments, Deborah Smith, our third Saturday host on Move Around with Deborah, says, I appreciate you, Dr. Scott. Thank you so much.
Very welcome. Very welcome.
Yes.
I appreciate
and
you.
I would also like to say thank you to Deborah Scott because, this Deborah Scott, Lord have mercy, Deborah Smith, because Mrs. Deborah Smith, because she faithfully shares her blessings with that of the homeless. And for those of you know who another one of my ministries, as Khalid tells me, the ministry of the homeless, and that is to help to feed the homeless in Tent City. And we take them water and food every Thursday. That's what we call it, Thankful Thursday. And she has been very adamant about her responsibility as part of the village of sharing her wealth. And last week she sent us a donation, and we usually go to a McDonald's, but we went to White Castle, and they loved it anyway. It didn't matter. You know, some warm food, that's all you need. So thank you so much, Deborah. We greatly appreciate that. We appreciate you and the work that you do in your ministry. So thank you, thank you, thank you. All right, so let's go to the phone lines. Get a couple of calls because Khalid has to leave in like just a few minutes. 773-336, you're live on The Female Solution. What's your name, where you're calling from, and what's your comment for Dr. Scott? as a
Hey, this is Naima from Chicago.
Naima, hey.
Hey, Naima.
I got a question for you, Dr. Scott, because I remember years ago the newscaster, Russ Ewing, he used to be very involved in, like, talking people off of ledges that were getting ready to jump or talking people out of committing suicide or talking people out of, you know, they're holding hostages. And it would be so intense. They would call him, and he's a newscaster, but he would come, and he just had that skill. But afterwards, he would come out, he would be crying. I mean, it was just so emotionally intense. And I know it's got to affect you when you got to talk somebody out of a suicide. So yes. How do you de-stress after something that intense? You have to deal with somebody and literally keep them from killing themselves. What do you do to reset your soul after that?
Wow.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Thank you for that. And, you know, and I was going to bring that up so you're in tune with me, sis. It's about self-care, right? It's about self-care. You know, we throw that out so much now, but we still don't own it, right? And self-care has to be a priority.
Mm.
Another one of those things that you've got to make time for. It can't be an option. It has to be a priority. So what happens is this, right? Just like when I talked about the weight loss, I could have went right across the street and got a Giordano's pizza that day. My doctor told me I was 320 pounds because I could have let it depress me, right? And, of course, eating that pizza would have made me feel good for, what, 10 minutes, right? But I knew I was worth more than 10 minutes of pleasure.
All right.
I knew it was worth more, right? And
so, sir.
I said, Kalia, do the hard work now so you have many more moments of pleasure, right? It ain't nothing like getting into a pair of 33-inch waistline pants when your waistline is 48 inches. You know,
I love it.
That's
I love it.
Pleasure
I gotta love
right
it.
There.
We gotta celebrate that one. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You know what, Khalid? I'm so glad you said that because I once heard somebody say that nothing tastes as good as feeling good does.
Yes.
To baby to put them
Absolutely.
Pants on, be able to zip them up.
Yes.
Nothing
so, right. So today, you know what, instead of going to the taco place, go and take a walk, you know, during your lunch break. Throw on your gym shoes that's in the back of your car and just walk around the community. You know what I'm saying? And be safe about it. Or you know what? You know, take the stairs, you know, to get your steps in, you know.
Right.
Or go if going to get a massage or a pedicure is your thing, go and do it every month. But do something that's going to bring you joy.
Yes.
Go and make a playlist. We all got cell phones, right? Go and make a music playlist of your favorite R&B and jazz music and play it when you're driving. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Or go and turn on your – go and if you haven't done it already. We all got a favorite movie. My favorite movie is The Raisin in the Sun, and I watch it every month because I love seeing that black family go through all that they went through just to win in the end.
Oh,
it motivates
wow.
me.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay.
So do whatever you have to do. Do whatever you have to do, even if that means leaving people you love alone.
Ooh,
right?
Say that again. Oh, you need to say that again.
Even leaving people who you love alone.
Because it's people
I can love
that you cause
from
you
afar.
Care.
Right.
It is people
who cause
care.
And see, those are people
care.
Who do it to us, right, Zelda? Those are people because they're close to us.
Right.
So they have accessibility to our heart, right?
Right.
And those would be the ones that hurt you. This summer, I had to let go of family members who kept trying to bring me down because of jealousy.
Right.
Because of jealousy in my own family.
That's all the time. It's
so
always
like, right. But I said, you know what? No more. No more. Will you beat me up? No more. Will you beat me up?
Sir.
No more. Will you beat me up?
because I don't allow that to happen anymore because I'm in control here.
Absolutely.
I have over because I got a couple of calls on here, but I got to play this. You want to give us your contact information, Khalid?
Absolutely. My name is Khalid, K-H-A-L-I-D, Scott. I'm on all social media platforms, Facebook, LinkedIn, TikTok, Twitter, which is now X, and LinkedIn. My contact number is 312-4-
Leave your comments about today's show. You can always reach me on my website at...
It takes over. I just turned it down. Say it again. I'll play it again. 312.
No problem. My contact number is 312-43-SCOTT, S-C-O-T-T, 437-2688. And I'm on, again, I'm on all social media platforms. And you can also reach me at highachiever.net and psychologytoday.com.
Highachiever.net. And what was the other one?
Psychologytoday.com.
Psychologytoday.com. We have one more hand up. Do you have time or not?
Sure. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Let's take one more call here. 872-731. You're live on the Female Solution. Dr. Scott is staying over for just a minute. Would you like to ask him a question? What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Rashida Ali. I'm calling from Chicago.
Hi, Miss Ali.
Hi, sir. I would like to know if you take referrals. We have a 501c3 nonprofit organization, and we've been working with the homeless for 30 years. Now, what we're trying to do is have abandoned houses in our communities, revitalize and have the homeless therapeutically treated so that they can have a residency in those houses that we repair. So I need to know if you accept referrals for treatment.
Okay, so
most of the homeless have been traumatized or abuse in some manner.
Right. So for the practice I'm in, I only take Blue Cross and Blue Shield, PPO, or of course it's private pay. But you know what? There are free resources. So if you want to, give me a text message and I'll forward you some of the information that I have.
Thank you very kindly. Enjoy your day.
All right.
You enjoy your day too, Miss Ali. And thank you for the work you do.
All righty. Thank you for calling in, Rashida, and thank you for all of the listeners who called in and those who didn't call in and those who posted. And for those who need this information, please share this video because somebody, some boy going through natural hell and they may find salvation or find some kind of sanity in this show today, in this ministry today, because this ain't no show. This is a ministry. Thank you, Khalid. Brother Khalid, final words.
Right. Okay, final words is, again, be happy, be joyful, and don't let nobody take that away. Don't ever, ever give up your power to nobody because it's yours. It's your gift from God. And have the greatest love affair. And the greatest love affair that you can have is the one you have with yourself.
All right, now. It just doesn't get any better than that. Thank you so much,
right,
Khalid. You got folks waiting on you. We appreciate you.
Right, and I'll see you in December, okay?
Yes, sir. Thank you so much. Send me that date that you're available, and we'll work it out.
Okay, I believe it's December 11th, I think.
Okay, that's the second one. Let me check my calendar. So you all put it on your calendar, too, so you know when you can come back here and get some free information. It won't cost you an arm and a leg.
December 11th, we'll be talking about holiday blues again.
Holiday
blues.
How to
overcome the holiday blues.
All righty. Thank you so much, Khalid. You have a wonderful day, and thank you for your ministry. Keep doing the work you're doing because you are making a difference because they not only hear you, but they see you.
Absolutely. Take care, sis. Be blessed.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate
all right.
you.
All righty. Have a
all
great
right.
day.
All righty, y'all. Thank y'all so much for staying with me. Naima, are you still on the phone?
Yes, I am.
Hey, you want to make a final comment before we get out of here, before I head to Carol Banjo's funeral at Cage Memorial Funeral Home, and let me find that information so I can share it. Go right ahead, Naima.
Well, I just want to remind people that whenever you're depressed or sad or feeling like your life is worthless, there are people who love you who would be devastated if you chose to leave this life before your time. And if you're so depressed that you can't pull yourself out of it, call somebody. Call somebody who you know cares about you. And just let them remind you of how important you are. We all go through those times when we feel like our life isn't worth living and we just want the pain to stop. But also know this, if you try to leave this life before it's your time, whatever it is that you're thinking you can't face, you're going to have to face it anyway at some point in your soul's journey.
Mm.
We don't get out of any lesson that we need for our evolution. So believe it, you will come back and face this same thing again. This is a class you have to pass, and you got to take it until you pass it.
Ooh.
So stay here and work through it. Because you can make it.
I never thought about it like that, Naima. If you don't pass the class, you got to go back and take it again.
Right.
So, for those who are on this channel, just remember what you're going through is just a test. That's all it is. It's a simple test. And some of those tests, we don't want to take again, so we try to get it right the first time. How about that?
Right. Right.
All righty. As I leave you, let me remind you that all of the information, thank you, executive producer of the Female Solution, Naima Latif, for joining us here this morning. Be sure and go to my blog at zeldaspeaks.wordpress.com. I'll pull that up here in a second, but before I leave, I did talk about the Global Virtual Teen Talent Contest, but I did not talk about the homeless project. So if you are living anywhere on the planet and you would like to support those who are homeless, I encourage you to do that. This is our Instagram page, hln.homeless.project. You will see some of the work we've been doing. I even have information here this is where I posted. I was at the Taste of Chicago, and I'm posting videos, and I thought I was pasting them to my page, and I'm posting them on the Homeless Project. No wonder I couldn't find them. Okay, it was dark, and I'm tired. What can I say? Anyway, you will see a lot of what was going on at the Taste of Chicago. And then when I left the Taste of Chicago, this is what I really like here. I just got to say this because there were these master chess players on Michigan Avenue, and they were out there playing chess. I'm like, how cool is that? So there's a lot of that out there, but you'll see a lot from the Taste of Chicago, so just go ahead and check that out. And if you are one of those people who would like to donate to the Homeless Project, you can send a donation, tax-free donation, to higherlearningnetwork.org. And these are some of the platforms that we use in order which you can make a donation to. Cash App is Zelda Speaks, the number 2. Venmo is Higher Learning Network, NFP. Zelle is 312-719-2000, and PayPal is higherlearningnw@yahoo.com. And also, let me remind you that podcast training is still available for our youth 12 to 16 years old. And thank you for those who are asking for podcast training for adults. I'll get that information to you today. And remember to subscribe while you're here. on our page, the to like and subscribe, Instagram.com, hln.homeless.project. Thank you so very much for being a part of my day, for starting my day out with me. I will end my day with you by showing you the information that you need. We need to follow up on our blog on zeldaspeaks.wordpress.com. You can see information on there. Everything that's going on in the city, including Operation Tent City with Pastor Bill Winston from Bill Winston Ministries. There's lots of information about what's going on in the city on how to help you get expunged, how you get this $10,000 contest going on. Just lots of information. So be sure and go there and check it out. You'll be glad you did. And share it with someone, because sharing is caring. And when you do that, we know that you care. So we want to leave you with just the last little something to remind you of the possibilities that are with you, that are available to you. We will see you tomorrow morning with Jody Susan on self-care. Remember to do something special for yourself. Stay on purpose. Stay empowered. Stay tuned to Higher Learning.